This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Okay, Sheikh, you can begin whenever you're ready.
In 1 minute, eh?
Yeah, sounds good, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life. And today I have this beautiful tradition on focusing on the strengths of our wives or spouses instead of dwelling on their weaknesses. But before entering into this hadith, let me remind myself our duty to pray for the victims of this earthquake in Turkey, Syria, and Lebanon. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise the status of those victims to the status of shuhada and reward them abundantly and comfort their families and give them patience to accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us be honored. May Allah honor us all to come to their help as best as we can so that we show our brotherly affection. Al-Muslimu lil-Muslimi kal-bunyan. A Muslim will stand with his brother like a solid structure. يَشُدُّ بَعْضُهُ بَعْضًا, you know, strengthening each other. فِي تَوَدُّهِمْ وَتَرَاهُمِهِمْ مَثَلًا, just displaying that we are one body, one living organism. If one part is affected, we share that pain. So after saying this, now let me enter to this discussing this beautiful tradition today. All of us, those who are married, those who are thinking of marriage, they will benefit from this golden rule that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us. He lived the best married life. He is the ideal husband, ideal father and grandfather. So he teaches us a golden rule which we should learn and master and apply. لا يفرق مؤمن مؤمنا إن كره منها خلقا رضي منها خلقا آخر أو قال غيره Ravi Abu Huraira al-Mastar Sahih Muslim. Let no believing husband hate his believing wife, spouse. If he finds one distasteful trait in her, he will surely find another trait that is pleasing in her. Of course, so we should not dwell on the weakness and of our spouses. Instead, we should focus on their strengths, their positive points. This is a critical tradition that teaches us important rule for cementing spousal relations. Dwelling on the strengths of our spouses and not on their weaknesses. If we were to apply this rule consistently, it will help us strengthen our marriage. And eventually, we will experience that peace and harmony and mutual love and affection in our married life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah 4, verse 19, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُوهُنَّ فَعَسَانْ تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِي خَيْرٍ كَثِيرًا. And consort with them, with your spouses, in a kind and honorable way. For if you dislike them, it may be that you dislike a thing in which God has placed much good. So see, Imam Jassas explains the verse. This is an order to husbands to treat his wife kindly. Give her rights such as mahar, support and provide maintenance as best as he can, and refrain from using hurtful words, not to turn away from her or frown in her face for any of her dislikable behavior. pondering this golden rule proves the miraculous nature of this Quran that Allah has revealed for our guidance. It's only two words, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, two words, yet they are loaded with meaning that calls for lengthy discourses. There is another point worth reflecting here. The word ma'ruf used here takes into account the changing times and customs. It's also a golden rule applicable, though not limited, to spousal relations. Instead, it is applicable to all social interactions. When applied to spousal relations, it brings peace, acceptance, and mutual harmony. Neglecting this rule, however, is bound to cause estrangement. It keeps the hearts apart from one another and eventually resulting in divorce. Husband goes one way, wife another, and then east and west apart. Allah mentioned the mutual rights of spouses in another workplace in the Quran. وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلِلرِّجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةٌ وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Women have rights similar to those of men equitably, although men have a degree of responsibility above them, and Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. You know, look at the way people who are not of fair-minded, they don't want to look at the truth as truth. They twist the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their own benefit, advantage. Look at this verse, which may be misinterpreted, which standard way of looking at it, favoring men. They think it's favoring men. Rather, it is favoring women, actually. I will explain. Ibn Abbas, the inspired interpreter of the Quran, used to say, "Inni uhibbu an atazayyana lil mar'a kama uhibbu an tatazayyana li al mar'a." لأن الله تعالى يقول ولهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف. I love to appear beautifully before my wife, even as I expect her to appear before me beautifully. For Allah says women have rights similar to those of men equitably. But I cannot claim to exhaust my duty of excellence towards her, as I am expected to rise above her, as Allah says men have a degree above them, responsibility higher. What Ibn Abbas infers from the verse is that men have a greater responsibility. In other words, men should never expect a higher moral standard from his wife. Instead, they have an obligation to stand. Men have an obligation to stand on a higher moral ground. Therefore, he has a greater responsibility than wife. There is another verse holding men to a higher standard. الطلاق مرتان فإمساكم بمعروف أو تسريح بإحسان. Divorce may be retracted twice. Then the husband must retain his wife with honor or separate from her with ihsan or grace, beautiful, excellence. The word used, you know, this is applying to divorce. Word used, how do you divorce? With ihsan, which requires the highest standards of decency and kindness. And that is how, if we are to part ways, we should do so not as wicked people. No, isn't it irony when we see the cruel treatment of the divorced women in our community? These people used to live together as husband and wife, but because they cannot now live together anymore, she is discarded. No right given to her. But the Quran demands from us excellence, ihsan, perfection, actually. The golden rule expects us to aim for higher and higher standards in dealing with our spouses. It is not just limited to family relations. Instead, it should extend to all our dealings with others. Every time we rush to condemn a person based on his or her mistake, we do so by forgetting our own mistakes. If therefore, instead of rushing to judge others for their mistakes, we stop to dwell on our own weaknesses, we can be more balanced. So every time you are tempted to judge a person based on one mistake he has made, mistake of your spouse, look at yourself. Are you perfect? No, we are not. As we cannot deem ourselves perfect, no human being can be expected to be perfect. The poet says, who is there who never sinned? Who is there who is always right? Who disperses pleasant traits always? Hence, kafa bil mar'i nubulan an yu'adda masabihi. Hence, a noble person is he who looks at his own faults. Mistakes and imperfections are embedded in human nature. It's only an idle person who never commits a mistake because it doesn't work. So when you don't strive, you don't make a mistake. But when we strive, we may do it right or wrong. This is the lesson that the Prophet taught us in the way he handled a critical issue at a most critical moment in the history of Islam. The story revolves around an eminent companion, Hath ibn Abi Balta, radiallahu anhu, during the fall of Makkah. The Prophet had decided to march on Makkah, and he wanted it to be kept as a top secret. However, because of his weakness in a weaker moment, Hatib had relatives in Makkah. He wanted to forewarn them. Hatib committed a grave mistake by divulging this secret to his relatives to Makkah so that they can take care of themselves. But the news of the treason he committed reached the ears of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and of course Umar came to know about it. He rushed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, Ya Rasulullah, give me permission to slay this munafiq. The Prophet stopped Umar. He reminded him to overlook his grave mistake by considering his great sacrifices in the past. Wasn't he the one who participated in the Battle of Badr? Perhaps Allah has addressed those who participated in Badr. Do what you do, I have forgiven you. Of course, everyone of this is not an excusing this. It's actually what Rasulullah is saying. Allah may overlook this grave mistake and Allah will forgive him. Of course, he turned in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every one of us has strengths and weaknesses, so we should not judge a person by dwelling on his or her weakness. We should condition ourselves to look at their many strengths. This is the best rule Allah wants us to practice in our mutual interactions, starting with our own spouses. Lessons. Islam expects us to cement our marriage relations by practicing the noblest of character traits. We should follow the golden rule. Don't dwell on the mistakes. Instead, focus on the strengths. Why? Because you should ask yourself, even as you are not perfect, you have weaknesses. Your spouse also has weaknesses. You have strengths and she has strengths. So focus on strengths. Islam wants us to hold ourselves to a higher standard than our spouses. And thus overlook their mistakes. You mean husband, men have a greater responsibility. Husbands have greater responsibility. So we should stand on a higher moral ground instead of the other way around, expecting the higher standard from our wife, where you stoop low in your behavior. By consistently following this rule, we can establish peace and harmony in our marriage. This rule, however, is not limited to home. It should be extended to our social interactions with others as well. That is the lesson the Prophet wanted to teach his companions when he dealt with the great mistake of Hath ibn Abi Balta in the fall of Makkah. He told his companions to forgive him based on his glorious past. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to learn the lessons of this beautiful hadith from the Prophet of Mercy and cement our marriage and also strengthen our mutual relations with others in the community. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. please visit our website at www.islam.ca.